Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We're your hosts for In Case You Missed It, Jason and Tony.
In case you missed it.
In case you missed who we were.
That's us.
We talked about today, they've already come out with the most popular baby names for 2028, 10 years from now.
That's a long way down the road.
I don't know why this is useful or news, but the Today Show put it out.
So we'll roll with it.
Yeah. There's a website called nameberry.com,
mm-hmm.
and they just put a list of the most popular baby names of 2028, so 10 years from now. So if you're planning on having a child 10 years from now, if you're that much of a planner, I'm so sorry for you.
Boy, you go overboard if you're planning that right
now. Now, this is based on current trends, patterns, and how names go in and out of style, and, quote, rhythms of the past to predict the future. That was what they said, rhythms of the past. Everybody knows rhythm's going to get you.
Rhythm's going to get you.
So, based on all that, the top 10 girls' names a decade from now will be Charlotte, Amelia, Harper, Emma, Olivia, Evelyn, Mia, Aria, Ava, and Sophia.
Those are pretty.
Pretty names. Now,
there ain't nobody. Those are all good.
The top 10 boys' names will be in 2028 Liam, Mateo, Noah, Lincoln, Lucas, Henry, Theodore, Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, and Oliver. And the one that I guess it's just going to be okay to do this in 2028.
What's that? Who's that?
One of the top boys' name is Maverick.
Maverick.
And I feel like if that would have been okay to do in 1973, I think my dad would have fought for Maverick.
That is cool name.
Okay, I think we should name him Maverick. I don't think Jason's really any good. Let's just name him Maverick. And then she said, okay. And then I'd have been Maverick, and then this would have been Maverick and Tony.
Awesome.
And how much cooler does Maverick and Tony sound? Way cooler.
That is a cool name. And heck, if we're swapping them, I'm Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I changed that. I'm named after a goofy tiger on a cereal box. that ain't the one Mom and Dad had in mind, but that's only if people call me things, it's Tony the Tiger.
Sure, yeah.
Tony Bloney.
Uh-huh.
Pony Tony.
Right. Well, at least I didn't name you Booberry. That'd have been awkward. We also talked about the best way to rob McDonald's.
What do you think?
This guy's not really Ocean's 11, but I guess it's as close as you can get maybe for him.
Maybe Ocean's 3, Ocean's 2.
David Gomez Beltran, he showed up for his first day on the job at a McDonald's in San Antonio, Texas. This is his first day.
Big day, y'all. First one.
Well, he was late, so the manager sent him home.
Oh.
Well, a few hours later, Mr. Gomez Beltran... Mm-hmm. Still in uniform.
First day.
And this is about the smartest thing he's done all day, just to be honest with you. And so he's still in uniform. He goes into a different McDonald's, told the manager he was sent from another location to help with the dinner crowd.
Wow.
Yeah. So the manager took him into his office. They filled out some paperwork. And then he pulled out a handgun and told her to give him all the money in the restaurant safe.
Oh, bro.
No, see.
Oh, held it up.
Yeah.
It's your first day at work.
He took off with about $1,500 in cash. Police were able to track him down. He was in an apartment nearby.
Man, first day.
First day on the job.
See, he was a goober.
Uh-huh.
You know how you should rob McDonald's?
How should you rob?
I mean, not you shouldn't.
Right. You shouldn't rob McDonald's, but let's say if you were planning it. Okay.
You should do it dressed like the BK Burger King man. that big-headed fella.
No, man, they should go in as Ronald McDonald. He owns the joint.
Well, not, but see, it's his
Hamburglar,
own place.
Don't go in as the Hamburglar.
He's already a burglar.
Yeah, he's already.
Mm. And McDonald wouldn't work. That's his own place.
Right.
I know.
Who?
Wendy.
Oh, yeah, no one would... suspect her. She's a little girl.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, they'd know the colonel was up to something if he come in there.
He looks shady.
Today's election day, and something that the state's come up with to help you if you're indecisive. It's the Indecisive Voter Hotline.
Hope it helps.
Yeah, we called it for you.
Thanks for calling the Indecisive Voter Hotline. If you still don't know who to vote for, press 1. No, press 2. Wait, no, press 1. No, definitely 1. Okay, 2. Ah, crap. I don't know.
Had some bad jokes for you in today's Pickin' and Grinnin'. Everybody buckle up for some terrible jokes because I'm picking.
And I am a grinning. You ain't gonna believe this, Jason.
What?
I met Bruce Lee's vegan brother.
Really? What's his name?
Brocco Lee.
Tony, did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change colors?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he suffered from a reptile dysfunction.
Okay, Jason, what does a candy bar do when it sees somebody trip?
What?
It snickers.
Feels like just the other day, I ran into the ocean holding a tub of salsa.
Why?
I was just taking a dip in the sea. Today's social media theater came from Rhonda. Rhonda's given up on the Facebook.
Oh, the drama llama.
We'll see how that goes in today's social media theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater. Showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
All right, social media theater time now. This comes from Rhonda.
Oh, boy, Rhonda.
Rhonda's giving up on social media.
Well, help me, Rhonda.
She can't take it anymore. Help. She's getting off this thing. Yeah. So I'll play Rhonda.
Good. I'm glad.
And you can play her friend Steve and her friend Lawrence.
All right. Got it.
Okay. You ready?
Ready.
Let me clear my throat.
I got it. Okay. All right.
All right.
Rhonda. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Apparently, I'm a big fat whale that likes to steal everybody's man. I'm also a horrible mother, and I guess I annoy everybody in my life. Oh, this just in, I don't care. None of you will ever make it out of this life alive without getting stabbed from somebody because you're awful people and will deserve it. Facebook, I'm officially out. Can you say retired from social media?
Steve, you'll be back in a week. You can't stay away. You love drama. You'll be back complaining like you always do.
Rhonda, shut up, Steve. No, I won't. And you and your whole family are criminals.
Steve, you're proving my point, Rhonda. You're still on Facebook fighting with me.
Rhonda, no, Steve, I'm just defending myself. It's called having a backbone.
Lawrence, Rhonda, I love you, honey, but Steve is right. You say you're done with social media, but you keep fighting and adding to all the drama you're trying to get away from. Listen to Steve.
Rhonda, I hate all of you. Rhonda, outie. Rhonda. No, I'm leaving this time. Rhonda. Y'all better say something or I'm leaving. Rhonda. No, like for real this time.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Get out your vocabulary books.
It's learning time.
Tony's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Flatulate. Flatulate is what you call the bubbles at the top of your coffee cup. The flatulate.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Tony really doesn't have any great pickup lines, obviously, right?
Yes, is it that obvious?
Painfully obvious. And today's country lyric was no exception.
And now, Jason and Tony present
the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Never tell a woman that you work at the animal shelter euthanizing puppies.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This one here is a dadgum miracle.
This one will stress you out right here.
A little
here.
Bit, yeah. This is one of those right place, right time, and it may be the best one ever.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
There's a guy named Gus Hutt. He was camping in New Zealand last week. He'd been fishing in the same spot every morning, but that day he randomly decided to try a different spot about 300 feet away.
All right, now
that day,
he randomly decided,
I need to fish down there today. All right,
yeah,
so
out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. So while he was out in the ocean, he saw a small figure floating in the water. He thought it might be a doll, but when he got closer to it, he realized it was an 18-month-old baby.
Little baby floating in the ocean.
Apparently, the baby managed to escape from his parents' tent in a campground while they were still asleep, and he wandered into the ocean. Gus scooped him up out of the water, wrapped him up in a towel, and took him back to shore. And amazingly, the baby's going to be totally fine.
Whoa.
The woman who owns the campground says the rescue was, quote, a freakish miracle.
All right, now you listen, you babies. If you go camping with your parents and you open up that tent and scare them like you did this poor mom and dad right here, Jason and Tony get you.
That's it. All right, now that's cured now. Tony's already told all the babies.
That'll worry you to death.
Gus Hutt and the good Lord above, you are
real good.
Appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to the podcast today. Be sure to share it with all your friends if you don't mind.
Yeah, if you don't, then you're going to get a bad rash and scratch
that's
forever.
Right. It's like one of those chain letters from Facebook. If you don't copy and paste this, then you're probably going to go to hell.
I mean, I'd say rash.
Rash
before
probably,
Hades.
Probably. Rash before Hades.
Let's don't go straight Hades now.
Anyway, thanks for listening to today's
In Case You Missed It.